Hello, my friends and followers. Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Simon Schmid, personal coach, master trainer, and speaker. With over 20 years' experience, having helped hundreds of people transform their lives, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to share these wonderful tools and techniques, which has helped people transform their lives. So join me on each episode where we dive deep into these tools and techniques, which will hopefully inspire you to take those first steps into the life that you want to become available, or moving away from something that is preventing you from having the life that you want to become available. We all have lots of twists and turns in our lives, and I'm a big believer of having support. So this podcast is here to support you. But I have one favor to ask, one small, tiny favor. If you find the podcast inspiring, thought-provoking, motivating, or any what beneficial to you, please subscribe, share, review, because it helps build the community. My aim is to build the community, keep inspiring people to change, and hopefully down the line, have access to some wonderful guests that can provide some wonderful insight into things, all self-improvement. So, before we dive deep into today's podcast, I want to wish you guys a wonderful year ahead. A year full of growth, lessons, and getting a deeper understanding of who you really are and what it is that you want to achieve. So good luck for the year ahead. I'm going to be right by your side. And as I've said, I'm on a mission to support you guys and build this community together. So how is 2024 going for you thus far? 1 month down, next month coming up. And I'm sure many of you that are listening to this podcast have had some kind of New Year's resolution. And guess what? They don't work. So a couple of days ago, I posted my New Year's resolutions, my theme for the year, my domains which I want to focus on, and I got an overwhelming response, which then motivated me and provoked me into creating a podcast which will hopefully give you some perspective into these themes, these domains, and how to tackle the year ahead. Because as I'm sure you all aware and you have experienced, New Year's resolutions disappear. I think the stats are within the first 3 weeks of the year, New Year's resolutions fail. Well, 70 to 80% of them fail. And let me tell you why they fail. Because number one, change is incredibly difficult. People struggle to change. Why? Because they don't understand the process of change. And for you to understand the process of change, I think is important before we dive deep into today's work together, is understanding that there are three phases to change. It's hard in the beginning, it's messy in the middle, and it's change in the end. I've done an episode on this exact concept to help give people clarity in why change is so difficult. So understanding that change is hard, but there are three very simple stages. And often what happens is people jump out in the middle phase, the messy phase, which I'm sure many of you are probably experiencing right now. You are not sticking to your eating plan, you are missing training sessions, and effectively you are forming new habits. Therefore, resolutions disappear. So a lot of the work I do with my personal coaching clients at the beginning of the year or halfway through the year is getting some clarity on three very important domains in their lives. So before we jump into today's podcast and I go through all these detailed things that we need to focus on, grab your pens, grab a piece of paper, and let's start writing down how we can plan this magic year and make this year real for you. And let's crush this year together so that in 12 months' time, you'll look back with pride. I often speak about aiming up. I think it is so important that we have to aim for things. Hence this concept of these three very important domains in our lives. So keeping that in mind, whatever it is that you're wanting to achieve this year, you need to aim for it. So let's make this happen. First of all, let's talk about the theme for your year. You could also refer to this as a word. What word do you want to live by this year? What theme do you want to lean on this year? I just would like to share something personal with you is patience. Falling in love with patience is my theme. You know, we often live our lives with such urgency, and I'm sure you can relate to this. So for me personally, it's about patience. So give that some real thought. What theme do you want for the year ahead? What word is going to hold you up? What is something you're going to be able to lean on to support you in aiming up? Because the harsh reality is that there are going to be some downturns. Growth is not linear. Healing is not linear. You get better, you relapse. You get better, you relapse. But over a period of time, you start making incremental improvements, hence growth. But I think our expectations are so heavily weighted on linear. We want things to be immediate. We want to catapult away from something. We want to achieve things instantly. But this is not a reality. So it's important to keep in mind this word or this theme, because when you may relapse and not be focused and fall into old behaviors, you have something that will help you move back on track with. And that's why a theme is so important. So, these domains. The first one, which is the most important, I'm a big believer in making yourself a priority. A lot of people don't agree with me with that, but I think for us to be able to show up as the best version of ourselves, we need to be in great form. We need to be looking after our health. We need to be in a good mental state. We need to be emotionally sound. We need to have mental clarity. Not always achievable. We have our moments. But it's important to prioritize yourself. So, personal. Let's just start with five simple things for 2024 that you want to aim for. A goal. It may be spending more time with your children. It may be spending more time with family. It may be increasing your self-care. It may be smiling more, acts of kindness. You will know the answer. When you sit with this question, let me tell you something. You will soon find the answer to this. So you can have 5, you can have 10, you can have 15, you can have 2. But start with something. Make this achievable. Make this realistic. Make this something that you are able to manifest. So look at what it is you want to achieve personally. Do you want a better body? Do you want better relationships? Do you want to invite love into your life? Do you want to be more financially free? Do you want to be debt-free? Do you want to buy a home? Aim for something that is personal. Very, very, very important. So, the next domain is career. You may have your own business, so you could put down being an entrepreneur. What do you want to become available in your career? What is something that you've thought about? What is something that you have never had the courage to write down and aim for? Maybe redoing your website. Maybe starting a business. Maybe starting a podcast. Maybe learning a new skill. What do you want to do in your career or in your business? Do you want to do more of what you're doing? Do you want to expand your operation? Do you want to give your staff more benefits? Write it down. What is it that you want to do? And I think it's also very important. What I tend to do as well is have a theme for each one of these domains. Okay, we've got an overriding theme, which for myself personally is falling in love with patients. And then we're going to talk about career. So for my personal career is to do more. To do more is very, very important in terms of upskilling, workshops, podcasts. And I'll let you in on a little secret that my doing more for my career domain is doing 25 podcasts. So this is podcast number one, 24 to go. So write down in no particular order what it is that you want to become available for 2024 that is in line with your business or your career. Give that some thought. And you don't have to write them all down now. You can come back to this. You can revisit it. You can re-listen to the podcast. And you can just take your time with this because this is very, very, very important work. So, next domain. Other and finances. So, is there something else that you have wanted to do for a long time? Is it maybe being in nature more? Could be an adventure you've wanted to do. It could be saving more money. It could be learning to relax a little bit more. So what is something other than personal and career that you want to aim for 2024? So I'll let you in on another little secret, just two for today. So my personal theme for other and finances is you have everything you need. And I've got a rule is that if I want to buy something, I need to sell something that I'm not using. It's a personal thing. I believe that we get caught up in consuming stuff we don't need. And it's something that I have found myself doing at times. And it's something I want to move away from. So I hope that kind of provokes you into understanding what theme it is that you want for other and finances. So start with that. And then let's dive straight into as many as possible. 5, 10, 15, as I said, you can even just have one. But write down something for other and finances. Do you want to earn more money? How much money do you want to earn? Do you want to do a trip that you've been aiming to do for lots of many, many years? Do you want to smile more? Do you want to tip more? Do you want to, whatever it is, you will know the answer. As I've said, it's very, very important. I think One of the beautiful things about when you start doing this work, when you start asking yourself quietly, what do I want in my life to become available? What am I aiming for? I can tell you right now, you'll soon find the answer. So just to recap, guys, we've got personal, we've got career, we've got other and finances, three very, very important domains. We've got an overriding theme for the year, which is mine is patience. We've got a sub-theme for each one of them. Career is to do more for myself. And other and finances is I have everything I need. And then going straight down into the things that you want to become available, what you're aiming for this year. So once you've created this framework, you need to tidy this up. You need to write down the dates that you want this to become available. Breaking it down into four very simple quarters. Q1, Q2, Q3, and Q4. Because often we want to achieve something, but we don't set a date. so we never achieve it. Commit to it. Write it down. Make this important, because this is very, very important. Because you may want to change your life. So how badly do you want to change your life? How committed are you to embracing this process? So, make it reality. Write it down. Date it. Tidy this up. So you can start to see, you've got the framework, you're making it a reality, you're putting a time frame in it, and you've got something to aim for. But I think most important for any of you out there that are listening to the podcast, and I'm sure you're listening to the podcast because you are wanting to get something from this podcast. You're wanting to learn, explore, become motivated, get passionate about something. There's a reason why you've crossed this podcast. I want to make something very clear to you. Nobody is coming to save you. No one. We often think that someone's going to do things for us. You have to take control of the situation. This is such a beautiful, simple technique for you to take control of your life. And then look back in 12 months' time and go, wow, I made this happen. And the pride that you can have, that feeling, that sense of achievement, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I've had the privilege of being alongside hundreds of lives where people have achieved incredible things because of these simple techniques. Aiming up, writing it down, making yourself accountable. So, so, so important. So, no one's coming to save you. However, what is so important, and I think what people don't do, is we don't celebrate the wins. So if you have achieved something in one of these domains, celebrate it, acknowledge it, enjoy it. We get so distracted with urgency. We think that life is so urgent, and it's really not that urgent. And falling in love with the process of change. So celebrate your wins, my friends. So important. Even the smallest wins. A new client. Paying a bill that you couldn't pay last month. Celebrate it. Smile. Reward yourself. And find cool ways to celebrate with your family, with yourself, with your friends. But one thing I know people struggle with is when life gets difficult, we become selfish. We become self-absorbed. And we don't have faith. So when you're not on track to achieve the things that you've marked down to achieve for the year ahead, just know that the pendulum swings. Don't ever give up. Keep going. Believe in yourself. No matter what, no matter how difficult it gets, keep believing that all these things are going to become available in your life. Whether it is in your personal life, whether it is in your career, financially, with your business, believe it. Because if you believe it, it will come true. And act like it's already happened. It's often changing the way the way we think about things is the greatest gift, because it makes falling in love with the process of a transformation so much easier and so much more rewarding. So no matter how difficult it gets, no matter how many setbacks you have, believe and act like it's already happened. So just to recap, guys, three very, very, very important domains. personal, career, other/financial. You've got an overriding theme for the year. You've got sub-themes for each one of these domains. You have as many as possible as you want to write down. You date them. And you aim for them. And you believe them, that they are going to become available in life. And you start acting like they're already in your life. The power of manifestation is really real. And I've seen this. I've seen this in my work. And I've seen people that have struggled to believe that they can achieve things, have taken a lot longer to achieve things in their lives because they didn't have that deep sense of belief. So I'd love your feedback. I'd love your comments. If any of you are struggling, please feel free to DM me. I'd be honored to send you a voice note or reply to your messages. And for those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. I hope these next 24 episodes are going to be inspiring and motivating and insightful for you. And if you'd like to soak yourself up in more of my content, you can head over to Simon Schmid on Instagram. There are hundreds of short videos talking around lots of different topics and all stuff that are going to make you think about what it is that you want to achieve in your life and that it is possible. It really is possible. And I speak from experience, having had so many twists and turns in my life and now having the privilege of coaching people. It's all possible. And I want you to believe that. So I hope you've enjoyed the podcast and I cannot wait to hang out with you guys again. Much love. I'm out.